Gary Young, good morning.
How are you?
I'm smiling.
You always are smiling. They're cleaning seats around here that haven't been used for a very long time. Let's hope they're used this weekend. Let's hope they bring money to bet.
Too funny. We've got a perfect timing because you got a break. Been watching you. You're the most popular guy on TVG.
That's saying something. I got to play golf at 12:45 today. I hope it warms up.
I was trying to explain earlier. I mean, I it's funny. This morning I got out of the car. I said, you know what? I don't have gloves. I should have had gloves.
Dallas Stewart is out here with a stocking cap. He looks like he just came off a dog sled team in the Iditarod or something.
Exactly. I mean,
of course, the king on that was Julio Canani.
Oh, with the babushka, the Russian babushka hat. It was 49 when I got out of when I got out of my car at 5:15 this morning. I left the car thermometer. It was 49.
Yep.
And I realized, you know, I'm teeing off in 7 hours. I hope it's not 49 then.
I couldn't believe it because yesterday was very comfortable. By comparison, it was 15, 20 degrees warmer yesterday.
Yeah.
Very strange.
When the Santa Ana winds come, it usually gets cold at night.
Well, for me, it's always a mystery. Unlock a few mysteries, Gary, while we have the chance to talk. Coming in, and Mike Welch was going to join us earlier, and he was waiting for a potential turf work. Some impressions. Start with the classic, the horses you've been watching prepare.
Vino Rosso had a very good morning on the track this morning. Code of Honor looked fine. Elate's been here a while. She exudes class. You can just tell how she would excel at a mile and a quarter. War Wills had a good training session while he's been here.
He's looked very good, I thought.
Is he, you know, is he a mile and a quarter? Is he good enough? We're going to find out, but you can't knock anything that's happened in his training. Yoshida, what a big imposing horse he is. I mean, he'll get the mile and a quarter, no problem. You know, it's questionable how the strategy of the race is going to go, knowing how Baffert likes his horses in the race and everything. I think he's going to be a little aggressive leaving there, and we'll see. We will see. It's one of the more open classics we've seen in a while. It is.
Give us a feel for the two home run hitters, the Dave Kingmans, when Higher Power downstate and Mongolian Groom here in the Awesome Again.
Higher Power's workup before the Pacific Classic was off the charts good. I bet on him. It was one of the few bets I cashed at Del Mar. And he ran to the work. I mean, that race was over with at the 3/8 pole. His work's here been decent. I'm be quite honest, he didn't work like he did before the Pacific Classic. We'll see. Mongolian Groom, you know, nice horse. I mean, he's outside of McKenzie. I'm sure they're going to want to be pretty close up to the pace, too. So we'll see. I mean, just being quite honest, it's not the deepest, greatest edition of the Breeders' Cup Classic that we ever seen, but someone's going to be very happy after the race, and it is a very good betting race.
Let's stay on the main track, and the Distaff. Obviously, you've got an 800-pound gorilla. How has she changed since Bill Spahr had her?
She's filled out as mares do as they get older. Her coat looks terrific for a horse, for a filly especially, a mare that has had, she's danced a lot of dances this year by today's standards,
and
she's
still
she's carrying very good weight. She's sound as can be. And
done a lot of shipping too.
She's got a lot of frequent flyer miles. I mean, I liked her at the 2 year-olds in training sale. I went and looked at her, and she wasn't as big as I would hope a Midnight Lou would be, so I crossed her off my list, and that wasn't my brightest move in my life. Hats off to Jeff Bloom and for going on with her. Paradise Woods is trained good. You never know what you're going to get with her. You don't. I mean, I've seen her run very good off of okay works, and I've seen her have mental meltdowns and run very bad off of great works. So you never really know. If you'll know early on with her, if she's relaxed, then she probably will be the horse that Midnight Bees who has to contend with. If she goes to pulling and or gets left in the gate or does some of the things that she's done before, then it's going to be very tough to see Midnight Bees who lose that race.
For Santa Anita Oaks to be still is just an absolutely phenomenal performance that she ran that day. I mean, it was just sensational. And
I mean,
it shows you what she's capable of.
There's no in-betweens. I mean, there was a brief time after her Kentucky Oaks debacle when I wondered if she was ever going to get back to what she had showed promise of before that race. I mean, she was pulling, and very good job by John Sheriffs to get her to run like she does sometimes. But even John has said in the form that, you don't really know until the gates open what you're going to get with her. But her good performances are very good.
I've got a real interest in the way the speed on the outside drew. She's going to be able to go out and establish position, be put wherever she wants, can save some ground, and attack when she wants. I think that she's got a big shot. Catalina Cruiser in the same spot. Gary, can you recall a sprint lineup as exciting as this in recent memory?
No, but financially, the day Precisionist won, it was an awful good day. But no, John and
I thought we'd get more than 3-1 on Precisionist off the long layoff.
Yeah, that's before they had all these workout reports too. John popped him out of the gate this morning. He did. I mean, he was sitting up there with me, and he says Catalina's going to come out of the gate. I go. Oh, I could have figured that out when they pulled the one out of the pill yesterday. And he laughed. I mean, we have a lot of laughs up there, but it's not what he would wanted, but look, whether he's in the one hole or in the six hole, what John is hoping for is that Imperial Hint, Mattioli, and Chancelot go out there and go three abreast and go about 21-2, 44 flat, and he comes and picks up the pieces.
Which makes sense. What about this Landeskog of O'Neill's?
You know, his workouts before that race down at Del Mar were unbelievable. He ran terrific. I mean, obviously, it's a huge jump in class. His coat looks good, and he's out there looking fine. So, if you're looking for a 30-1 shot of the local horses, he'd definitely be what I'd look at. But he's obviously running against a whole different class of horses that he's used to.
And Engage, too. I was so impressed with him in the Phoenix.
He ran well. He's trained well here. He's been here a while, so we'll see.
We've got to get to the Dirt Mile as well as the two juvenile races, Gary, because I'm not going to take a chance that I don't get you back later in the week. Obviously, the Omaha Beach situation is unique and fascinating, but there are some nice horses involved here beside him, and that includes a couple of serious three-year-olds, Spun to Run, Improbable, Mr. Money.
Mr. Money was very impressive when I saw him win back there, on Derby Day. He was very nice. Improbable's workout the other day was terrific.
And you could tell from Baffert's reaction.
Yeah, he is flipping. He was, ringing his tail, and when he was jogging this morning and coming like a prize fighter when he came in the ring and stuff. I mean, he looked very good out there. Obviously, he's going to have to break. I mean, he's had problems with there, and the two hole isn't a bad post position, but if you don't break, it's not a good post position.
Fair point.
The Korean horse blew out in 34-4 this morning. Blue Chipper.
With Brad.
with Pratt.
And yesterday, apparently, 2 miles and wasn't breathing hard. And Pratt was impressed.
Yeah, I heard that. Do you ever think you'd see a race named the Big Ass Fans Purse on Breeders' Cup Day?
Have you seen the picture? Have you seen the fan itself?
It gets some people I know airborne if they stood underneath it, you know?
I couldn't help but think what John Gaines would think about it.
Right?
Like
that might not go over that well. Sponsors are sponsors, though.
Yep.
Omaha Beach. Some people are going to want to absolutely lean on him on narrow tickets. Gary, how confident can they be?
You know, I guess a lot of the sheet players are going to that prescribed to the bounce theory are going to be going against him and Chancelot off the numbers they ran the other day and everything. Omaha Beach is a good horse. He's a good horse. The jockey probably won't be too nervous in the post parade. You got that going for you. If he fires his best race, I think it wins. Now, from a gambling standpoint, you know, is he? I mean, he had a bunch of really average works in my mind, and then he had one work before his last race when Mike got on him and they let him rip, and it was like, what the hell? I mean, he went from not working that great to working like, oh my God, you know, and
how about that Mattoli work?
That was unreal. And he's feeling like a 2-year-old out there on the track this morning. But Omaha Beach, that was, I mean, for him to come up the rail and nail Chancelot like he did, unlike Mike told me after the race, I had it all the way, but that's my he won a race earlier on the card for Phil D'Amato on a gray horse, and I talked to him earlier this morning. I go, I like this horse today. And he's like 3 lengths back at the 16th pole and gets up by a nose, and I text him, you just took 3 years off my life. He goes, I had it all the way.
We're about less than a minute. Gary, a quick juvenile glance. You said that you think the Kentucky horses are 1-2, Dennis's Moment and Maxfield.
Yeah. From a gambling standpoint, Maxfield's going to be a better price. I mean, I don't think if you gave them a choice, I don't think Dale Romans would have taken the 1 hole, and I don't think that Brendan Walsh would have taken the 9 hole, but that's what they have. Both the 2-year-old races comes up interesting because the hands of Dennis's Moment and Donna Veloce, though they probably were going to be on the lead anyway, now from the 1 hole,
definitely. They're
definitely going to be on the lead. You just hold the rail going in the first turn and go from there. Dennis's Moment's work here was as good as advertised. Wrecking Crew right next to him they blew him out a little bit this morning. He might try to run with him. Maxfield's work on video from Keeneland, he's coming off the ground. And his gallops here, he looks like Adonis out here. He really does.
So do you.
I hope I play golf like that today.
John White, Gary Young, and guys, thanks so much. We're going to send you out into your Tuesday. We understand that Sirius did something, pushed the wrong button, and you heard Mad Dog this morning. So watch for the replay tomorrow. And you can always come to the website. Thanks to Byron King as well and Andy. And tomorrow, a busy day at the races. Talk to you in the morning, everybody. Thanks.